Wellspring by Teresa Hampton. What did he leave? During this time of year, people become focused on the birth of Jesus. While his birth was indeed astounding, his entire life is the most amazing account in the history of man. There's a beautiful song we sing, If That Isn't Love. It begins, He left the splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny. Was the lonely hill of Golgotha there to lay down his life for me? What did Jesus leave when he came below and took on flesh? He left heaven's riches, streets of gold, gates of pearls, precious stones, to come to earth to be born into a poor family, born of a young virgin. Matthew 1, verses 20 and 21. He left the splendor of a king in a high palace on high, to be born in a stable and sleep in a feeding trough. Luke 2, verse 7. He left a secure, safe, heavenly home, to be hunted by Herod, who wanted him dead. Matthew 2, verse 13. He left immeasurable love in the presence of God the Father, to live among men and women filled with hate and envy. Matthew 27, verse 18. He left innumerable angels who sang praises to him and served him endlessly to become a humble servant in shepherd's clothing. John 10, verse 11. He left an environment of everlasting peace, joy, light, holiness, to enter a world filled with darkness, pain, wickedness, and rejection. John 3, verse 19 through 21. He left the position of one receiving sacrifices and worship to come below and sacrifice himself as an atonement for the sins of the world. Mark 10, verse 45. He left an unending source of divine affirmation to live among those who constantly ridiculed him and questioned his deity. He left all of his power and strength. He emptied himself to live among men who rejected his miracles, accusing him of doing them by the power of Beelzebub. He left the constant companionship of his equals, the Father and the Spirit, to be forsaken in his darkest hour when he hung on the cross. John 5, verses 17 and 18. Jesus left these things and much more, knowing that he would be despised and rejected. What was his impetus? It was love, an indescribable love for all souls. Let us resolve then to focus on Jesus' entire life, not once a year, but every day of the year. Today's verses. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. John 15, verse 13. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. 1 John 4, verse 9. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us. 1 John 3, verse 16.